Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
All right, I want to welcome everybody into a Playback Live. This is actually a Five on the Floor Playback Live. This is the first time that we're trying this. We're going to do this on the Playback feed so that you can watch the highlights here. They're on mute. Also, you can comment here in the chat. We'll try to respond to some comments as we can. And then we're going to put this on the podcast feed also afterwards. So if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, that's why this sounds a little bit different than you typically hear with podcasts. We recommend that you subscribe to our Playback Room, which is playback.tv/5RSN, or just go download the Playback app for free and look for the Five Reasons Room and you will find it. I've got Alex, I've got Brady, I've got Greg. The floor plan tonight, we're going to talk about the Miami Heat at a crossroads. What's actually going on with the Jimmy Butler situation? Handled this a little bit on Playback yesterday. Do want to mention two sponsors before we get started, because again, we're doing this a little bit differently. Prize Picks, make sure you use the code 5, F-I-V-E. It is legal again in the state of Florida. You get your initial deposit matched up to $100. You can play their new arena game, set your lineup, and again, you can still win big. Use the code 5. Also, make sure you download the Autograph app. That's where you can find all the Miami Heat content in one place. They are still giving away, for $13, a $500 value Bam Adebayo signed jersey, a framed signed jersey. They're giving it away by, I believe, 5 o'clock on the 31st. So you've got a little bit more time for that. So download the Autograph app. That is also free. You don't have to put any money down for that. Use the code 5 and you will be eligible for that. Down to Biscayne.
Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got them all banned. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, we've got Brady Hawk. You can follow me at BradyHawk305. Greg, you're here?
Mic check, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Greg Sylvander is where you can follow him. Tropical Blanket is where you can find Alex. I want to thank everybody who's joining us in the chat here. We've got Donut, Dan Dolphin Slayer, Jose OGs, Sean Rochester. We don't really count him. Sneaker God, Heat Fan, Jay, and others. All right, this is the topic tonight. Okay, we're going to talk about Jimmy. I've got the highlights up here. There's a lot of panic in Heat world. I'll just ask you this question, Greg, before we start. Is there any scenario where trading Jimmy Butler is the best option?
No, not at all. I don't think so. I think that we're overthinking this. I think that he stays in Miami and they ultimately figure it out. Trading him would feel the worst of all the options. Even if you talk about them getting another star or something like that, if you want to go down those roads and fantasize about that, it would leave a bad taste in my mouth to lose Jimmy Butler.
Alex, is there any scenario where trading Jimmy Butler is the best option? Is there any number of picks that you could acquire or players that would make it worth it?
Unfortunately, yeah, I do think there's a scenario. I'm not rooting for the scenario, of course. You know what I mean? I think they should just pay Jimmy, give him the extra year, give him the extension. But to me, if you're not going to do that, if the Heat have qualms about doing that, I think that's the best move. I think going into the season with a cloud over the team, and then, you know, you risk letting him walk in the summer for absolutely nothing back. Like, that is worst case scenario. I don't want to see him traded, but I think just logically, if you know which I'm sure they know, as you guys have said, like, if you don't extend him, he's probably going to opt out or, you know what I mean? Like, next summer. I just think you avoid that scenario and, you know, you're risking ending the Jimmy Butler window by not extending him in the first place. And I know they're going to say, like, you know, we gave him the first extension, whenever that was, but, you know, it doesn't just end there, right? Like, he's still on your team. He's still going to want to get paid. He just got him to the finals last year and has played like a top 10 player and wants to get paid like one for one extra year. I think doing that is that's what I want to happen. That's what I think they should do if they want to, you know, continue this contention window. But if they're not going to extend him, I think you have to trade him. I don't think you just let go into the next season and, you know, with this elephant in the room where we're all like, you know, wondering what's going to happen when we know it's probably going to end badly. Like, we've seen this before.
The crazy part about this is it's actually the opposite of what's going on with Donovan Mitchell in Cleveland, where Cleveland is basically saying, here, please take our extension. We want to extend you, but if you don't take it, we'll trade you. This is actually the opposite. This is, we're not really sure we want to give you the extension. We don't have to give you the extension now. We can wait until July 9th or whatever it is, or July 7th. We can decide then. We can decide next year, and then you can decide what you want to do with it. I'm just going to set the table on this because I've talked about this on podcast before I get to Brady, and I've talked about it on Playback last night. I still think the two most likely scenarios are either they extend him or he comes to camp, he plays out the season, and then he walks. He can get a three-year contract after this season, provided he doesn't get hurt. There will be teams that have interest in it. Obviously, over the past 24 hours, some stuff has come out that actually I've reported before. I said that, again, there were teams that were interested in giving him a max. I know, you know, again, Anthony's a very good reporter. Respect his reporting on this, and I thought he brought a very good synopsis of the whole situation. The only real difference that came out of that from what we've been saying is this idea that Jimmy wants a max from someone this summer. That's not something I had heard in the wake of Riley's comments. So that is a little bit new, but there was a feeling that there were teams out there that would be willing to give Jimmy Butler the max, and I can tell you that those teams, and you can call this tampering or not tampering, they reached out to Jimmy's camp in the wake of Pat's comments. I think everybody around the league was surprised by how strong Pat went. And basically it was, hey, if they won't max him, we will. That's kind of how the conversations went. Okay. So again, not a surprise that there would be teams that would be interested in doing this. And there could be teams after this season, but Jimmy would probably have to play really well, which would benefit the Heat. He'd probably have to stay very available and very healthy to be able to get that kind of three-year max extension, which, again, would benefit the Heat. So I'll go to this on you because I think you feel the strongest, even stronger than Greg. Is there any way, Brady Hawk, that you would trade Jimmy Butler?
That I would trade Jimmy Butler? No. But I think this isn't the Damian Lillard situation where – it's not in their hands, where they don't know what the next move is. So it's all like hypotheticals. Like, no, this is all in Miami's hands. Like, if they feel like they're not giving him an extension right now under any circumstances, then there is a way that they should trade him. Because if you just said there's two options here, it's either they extend him or he plays this out and he's probably going to end up leaving and going and getting an extension elsewhere. So if you're sitting here, if Miami City are saying, okay, under no circumstance, we are not going to budge. And this is all this is when you say about like, teams were reaching out to Jimmy's camp and things getting put out there constantly. This is just going to be a tennis match all offseason. They're just going to keep going back and forth, even though we know Jimmy does want to be here. It is all in Miami's hands. So if they feel like there's no situation where they're going to do it, then it feels like they're kind of forced into that. Because, look, we could sit here and say, like, yeah, he's going to go play one last season like crazy and then leave. But, like... we know Jimmy, where it's like if he knows like this is it, like if he has like a brick wall on the other side of this season, it's like, okay, I'm just going to play just to play. And then after this, I'm leaving. I just don't see that being good for either side. I don't see that making sense for Jimmy because we talk about so often this whole Jimmy tenure has been, okay, is this the last season we're going to get this Jimmy? Is this the last time you're going to get this prime version of himself in a Heat uniform? Is he going to waste another year just so he can walk into the offseason and get his money? Maybe, but I don't know. I don't see it. So it doesn't make sense really from either side when you look at it like that. But this is so different from all the other offseason talks we had where it's like Miami, it's a waiting. For Miami side, front office-wise, it's a waiting game. This really, it isn't. It's really up to them. It's their decision to be made, and they can kind of play the cards how they feel like they want to.
Well, the only reason I would say there is a little bit of a waiting game in the sense of, you know, seeing what's out there and what kind of build you want. And I am reading the comments as they're coming in here, and a couple of people have asked about pivoting to the BAM timeline, Greg. Like, Donovan Mitchell is, again, we don't know if Donovan Mitchell is going to be available, if he's going to take that extension. But Donovan Mitchell is more on BAM's timeline than Jimmy is. It's just a fact. They're the same age. They have a strong friendship. Could a case be made in any sense to pivot around the two of them? You accumulate as many assets as you can for Jimmy, and you go get Donovan. You go get Donovan. And part of this is, when Barry suggested this today, people are like, you know, and I think even Sean said this, it's tough enough, you know, to make one superstar trade, but to combine them in the same trade these days seems almost impossible. But I mean, could you make a case that makes sense?
That's the best case scenario if things don't work out with Jimmy. Like, if you can't come to some sort of agreement with Jimmy Butler and you have to flex that muscle and trade him, then getting Donovan Mitchell and resetting the timeline around BAM, that's the way to go. But it would be a consolation prize ultimately if it doesn't involve Jimmy Butler as well. But yeah, it's viable. I also think that there could be ways that you could build around Jimmy and BAM making other trades that would be equally as interesting to the rest of the team. But for now, it looks like people are honed in on Donovan Mitchell. I think we're getting ahead of ourselves there. Mm-hmm. So for me, this is about retaining Jimmy Butler. And I don't see that this is going to get drawn out either. I think that this is something that gets resolved relatively early, but maybe I'll be wrong there.
Well, here's the other point. Sean makes it here in the comments. I might be one of the top five assets Philadelphia has available at a Jimmy trade. Paul Reed and three mid-tier firsts isn't moving anyone. And that, I think, is what's being missed here, Alex. They don't really have anything, Philadelphia. And that's why I keep coming back to not Anthony's report, okay? Because, and I know, Brady, you said this may be going back and forth all summer. I really don't think that's the intention of Butler's camp. I don't. Jimmy might troll a little bit on social media, but that's not the kind of agent that we're dealing with here. I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of that. I think this is merely a case of Anthony had information and he was rolling it all into one story. And so it came out then. I don't think this is going to be drip, 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 drip the whole summer. Again, except for the stuff that Jimmy's going to do on his IG that's going to be interpreted a certain way. But I do think the thing with Philadelphia here is that, again, anything that's being generated related to them and was put out through Keith Pompey, who's a beat writer there, to me, it just screams Daryl Morey. Like this, and from the very beginning, it has for everybody else, even before Riley made his comments, like Riley actually leaned into, I think, what Morey was trying to do here by making this more of a controversy. But it's clear he's trying to muck things up for Miami and show that they have, there is a team that will give him an extension. I did see the report from Keith. I know he was on Lockdown, I believe, where he said something to the effect of that they believe they made a mistake with Jimmy Butler. Well, duh. I mean, Tobias Harris over me. And Josh Harris was part of that. The owner at the time. I know it wasn't Elton Brand's decision necessarily not to give Jimmy the extra year. But, I mean, can you make any case for Philadelphia having anything that would be enough to offer Miami, let alone a third team, to make a deal like this work, Alex?
Well, that's the thing. I think Philadelphia would really just come into play if, again, like what I mentioned before, if the Heat were to decide this summer we're not extending him and we're trading him, which I'm not expecting because of everything you said. And I think it would have to be that type of scenario. Because I like what you said is completely true, by the way, when it comes to Morey. It's all of this screams Morey, and we've been seeing the reports about them wanting a forward for months now. Like it's just come out over and over and over through different guys. And you've heard it a lot of times about Paul George. And then you think back also to, you know, not just Jimmy's relationship with Embiid and him playing for Philly before, but Daryl Morey going hard after him when he was managing the Houston Rockets. And when they had Chris Paul and James Harden, they were trying to add Jimmy to that team. And I remember that was something that they were going hard after. So it makes a lot of sense that he's gunning for one of those two guys, and he's doing everything he can in the media. This is how we've seen him operate before. It's not surprising. And look, and whatever Jimmy's agent is contributing to this, he's just doing his job, man. He's trying to get his superstar paid. You know, you would think that Jimmy's play would get him that extra year, but I guess we're not at that point, right? But going back to the question, when it comes to Philly, like if you do decide that you're going to trade him, you'd imagine there's going to be other, you know, teams who can offer more. And, you know, you guys have mentioned, you know, OKC or Houston, just kind of like young teams who still have a lot in their draft cupboard. And are kind of trying to add another guy so that they can compete. Obviously, they're on, you know, OKC is much closer. But just teams like that, right? I don't know, Memphis, New Orleans, just young teams who might want to get in the mix and think that a guy like that can really help them. I think you can probably get more. But, and I think Killer here mentioned in the chat, like, getting 3 first-round picks and 2 pick swaps from the Sixers would be extremely depressing, him sending him to Philly. But if that's the only offer you're getting, I think that is much better than just letting him walk for next summer, even if those Sixers picks are going to be in the 20s. I think the Heat have done so much, like, throughout the years where reloading some of that, even if they're not great picks, is a good option. I just, you know, that's, again, in a scenario where nobody else comes into the picture and Philly is, like, the only team, right? I think that's what you settle for. And so all of this just makes me think, you know, it's not going to happen. I don't think he's going to end up on the Sixers, and hopefully I'm not jinxing it here. I just think, you know, I expect him to get paid by the Heat, and if he doesn't, I think there will be other teams who could offer more. I don't think the Heat would want to send him to Philly. And so all of this just feels like we're getting ahead of ourselves and people kind of being reactionary to today's news. And, you know, it's a good thing they've got us to address it, I guess.
Well, I think part of what's happening, too, is it's getting addressed nationally because there's a vacuum because the playoffs haven't been all that interesting, actually. And I feel like, especially what's happened in the Eastern Conference with Boston. And so now some of the shows, you know, the ESPN shows, et cetera, are starting to focus on this a little bit. The Heat are not going to provide information. They're not going to fuel this. Pat said what he said. They're not going to say anything else. They may try to massage some of the messaging behind the scenes, but there's not going to be anything coming out of their camp. And again, I just don't think that that Bernie Lee is the type to really press the issue here. Right? He has too much respect for this organization. I've heard it, honestly, and I'll just say this flat out, I've heard it from him ever since Jimmy signed, and I don't think any of that has changed. I don't think he wants a negative relationship with this organization. This is not Minnesota. This is not, you know, some of the others around the league, and I'm talking about Minnesota prior to them kind of getting their act together. So I don't think you're going to hear any of that. And so I think that, you know, this will quiet a little bit, and I think it's going to come back again to, you know, July 7th, and whether or not they're going to be prepared to give him an extension. I think that's when this is all going to bubble up. And you know, my feeling on this is here.
What is the deadline, by the way?
We'd have to check. Greg, do you know the deadline offhand? I know they can't offer it until July 7th, but do you know when they have until to offer it until?
I do not. I'd have to follow up with that information. I think it's they have the calendar
might be the next
year.
League year. Yeah, the next league year, right, is what I would
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I believe they'd have that right. Entire year to work it out.
Okay. So, all right. So, again, this could hang over everything. Now, we talked last year about, like, how Tyler Hero was going to come to camp, right, after being thrown in the trade machine all summer and other things that happened and not getting Dame. Brady, how do you think Jimmy would handle it? You've been around Jimmy enough now. He doesn't get the extension first day of training camp. How do you think he'll handle it?
Like, what outfit will he walk in with?
Well, maybe. Well, it better not be the emo thing again, because I've said no, this. There are two things, apparently, that pissed Pat off this year, and that was one of them. It was the, maybe he'll have, like, the emo thing.
Empty pockets. I don't know. There's pockets out or something. I don't know. Something like that. But like I said before, I mean, it does seem like it would be a bit awkward, because you're in a situation – where if from his mindset, it's like, okay, I'm going to play out this last season and then leave. After what was just said from Pat Riley, where he was talking about you need to play more in the regular season. So it's like this battle of like, okay, am I going to like overdo it this regular season to please this team that I'm going to probably end up signing an extension elsewhere? It just feels weird to talk about, because I didn't think we'd be here this quickly to turn around and start talking about these Jimmy situations. But it is reality. It is what a certain hypothetical that could happen. But that's why – it's two things at once. It's the extension thing, and it's the things that were said pertaining to the regular season. Usually it's like when we had the conversations with Tyler, It was like, okay, Tyler, once he gets past media day, it's like, okay, well, the next time he has to prove himself is the playoffs. So right. There's months and months of time in between there where things settle down and things get to a certain point. Like, no. With the Jimmy situation, it would be on high blast, because after what just happened, after the outfit he walks in with on media day, and then the game one of the regular season to see the level he's playing at, everything's going to be under a microscope. So that's why I think things could get a little awkward for this team. I mean, Spo's the right guy, I guess, to handle it, and I guess they could figure it out. But ideally, I mean, we've been through this before. We've seen with the Dwayne situation what this could end up looking like. And it just feels like you look at this and like just you just do not want it to get to that point. With the things that have happened, you do not want a sour taste in your mouth from this era in it to end like this. It just feels like it could get ugly. I know, Ethan, you're saying it's very likely that it doesn't get to that point where things are handled in the right way. But I think you just don't want the end result just being a negative one, being the last memory you get. So it will be interesting, the July 7th thing, to see how they handle it. And look, maybe we're overanalyzing the Jimmy side, but what if we start overanalyzing the Miami side? What if that was just kind of just to like play the field a little bit, and then they do just end up giving the extension and we move on and nothing else happens? Like, it's very possible that we could overlook that one too.
Yeah,
it is possible. I'll say this. I'm going to counter something I've said before that you've quoted. I don't think Jimmy's going to make it, ugly in camp. But I will say this: their relationships with their best players have never ended well. I mean, and that's probably true for most franchises, Greg, but we've talked about it on the podcast. Like, it didn't end well with Shaq, right? It didn't end well the first time with Dwayne. They got a reprieve on that. It didn't end well with Bosh, although that was not their fault. They were trying to do the right thing. He just didn't understand it at the time.
LeBron.
It didn't end well with LeBron. It didn't end well with Timmy at the end.
No.
Well, with Assad, I knew you'd throw that in. With Bees, either of the three times. No. It didn't end well with Zoe the first time around. Everybody, Zoe again is at Pat's side and has been for the past few years, but people forget Zoe Summer Groove. I was there. He gave a speech there before, again, he left the franchise, or was I guess it was a trade, right? It was a trade to Jersey initially. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of people who thought like Zoe was really ungrateful for everything that Mickey and others had done. I mean, if you remember, Zoe went to the Olympics and Mickey gave him a plane to come back. I was at the airport waiting for Zoe to come back. There was a group of us in media. And then it wasn't that long after that it seemed like Zoe had forgotten everything they'd done for him, because again, they came down to a dispute. Now Zoe came back, thankfully, came back, accepted his role behind Shaq, played a huge role in the championship. And he's still a pillar of the franchise and always will be. But I'm just saying, like, it does not typically end well. It didn't. I mean, Dragic, it was okay, right? It was kind of understood. Jimmy wanted his guy, even though Dragic was also his guy. But you talk about their top 10 players in history, and even the big three compliments the little 12, right? Mario Chalmers wasn't happy at the end. He was asking me when these MFers are going to let him know what the hell's going on. Mike Miller was amnestied, wasn't happy about it. I was there the night that it happened. Okay, I was at a function at his house. Shane Battier was kind of unhappy the entire last year. Ray wasn't talking to Spo for most of the last season. That's just what happens in these deals, right? It only ended well for UD, pretty much, right? So, I mean, it wouldn't be a huge surprise if it doesn't end well with Jimmy Butler. They've been down this road before, and ultimately they survived it, even though it required them overpaying a whole bunch of guys in 2017, right? And to a certain degree in 2016, when Dwayne left, to make that happen.
I mean, this entire situation with Jimmy, especially with his temperament, I think, yeah, you're right. Anything can happen. I think that it's probably pretty customary across the league that you see that the end of a long tenure generally doesn't end beautifully. And so I don't read too much into that from the organizational perspective, like that they have some sort of issue with guys exiting. I think it's just when you're around each other for a while, you get tired of each other and you eventually want to move on. And that's just the nature of that business. But it does mean that there's a possibility that you could come to an end of a relationship with Jimmy Butler. And at that point, I mean, everybody that has spoke tonight besides me about the fact that Jimmy Butler would be trading him would be viable. You're right. I get that. I still don't think it's going to get there. I think that they're going to come to an agreement. And I think that they offer the extension. That's where I'm at today. We'll see where I'm at tomorrow. But right now, I think that they offer the extension.
All right. In the last 5 minutes of this, we're going to take some of the actual questions and comments here. So we're going to do that again, a little bit different, putting this on the podcast feed. I do want to mention our two sponsors again. Prize Picks, use the code 5, get your initial deposit matched up to $100. We ask you guys, if you can do this, if you want to play, do it. You can make some money, and also it helps the network. So go to Prize Picks, use the code 5, F-I-V-E, Autograph, download the app. Get in on that BAM contest. They give away tickets there, all kinds of stuff. They also got other teams. If you're a fan of an NFL team, et cetera, you can check them out in addition to the Heat content. So go to Autograph on the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store, or autograph.io. Download the app for free. Use the code 5. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products. And that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the way it handles. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard. So better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This one comes in from Sean. I'll miss Ernie, honestly. That is actually a factor. You know, people around the players start to talk, and everybody's going to be reading into all of that stuff. And obviously that's one person who likes to talk a lot, and people assume he's speaking, for Jimmy. All right, let's take some questions here. Anybody have some questions? Technicolor, I'll give this one to Alex. To a certain extent, do we feel like we're falling for the Morey trap? Should be a non-story. Alex.
Sorry, I was muted. Boomer moment. Yeah, I think that's what's happening here. You know, I think he's playing his game. And like I mentioned earlier, people on Twitter and others just kind of seeing Jimmy's name being thrown out there with the scenario of him ending up on a conference rival just gets you feeling a certain way. And I don't blame him. You know, not everybody knows what's going on behind the scenes. Not everybody knows or thinks to know that it's Morey in the background, most likely. It's fine. People are not going to feel good with, you know, their star player's name being thrown out there in national media and seeing it on like Dunk Central, right? Like, I understand kind of the emotional pushback there with Heat fans. And it's like, how are you letting this happen again? I completely get it. I think it feels like, and you've talked about this, you know, over the years, Ethan, when, around the time it happened, that they were kind of repairing their image after the way that, you know, it ended with other stars. So to be back here again, I think they got to make a decision. I really do think that. And it's much easier said than done, right? Like to just say, you know, either extend him now or you press the button to trade him. Like it's not as easy as that, right? It would be a process. And I don't think they want to get there. I think they want to keep this Jimmy thing going. And you know, whoever in the front office has like qualms about bringing him back there's logical reason, right, to have qualms about bringing him back. But if you're just talking about giving him an extra year, in my opinion, I don't think the cost is like it's going to sink you for the next 5 years. You're not signing him till he's 40. He's still an all-star level player. I understand he's not giving you, you know, playoff Jimmy production in the regular season, but he's still an impact player. It's not like, you know, he's been on this insane decline where he's not anywhere near where he was before. You know, we're probably at the start of the decline. That's probably what we witnessed this season, you know, after the injuries that he's sustained, all the wear and tear he's had over his career. I don't think this injury that happened, you know, in the Sixers playing game was a wear and tear injury, by the way, just for some people kind of, you know, in the comments implying that his conditioning program through the season where he paces himself and it's a marathon, not a sprint, didn't work because he got injured. He fell on somebody's foot. He landed on somebody's foot. That's, you know, that happens in basketball. It's not a
well, Tyler didn't get the benefit of the doubt for that. So let's just be, I'm with you, but let's be fair on that, right? Like when Tyler stepped on somebody's foot, everybody called him brittle.
Well, we tried
including Pat, I guess. Fragile.
Right?
Fragile. Sorry.
Yeah, fragile. But no, I think it's just that's it. Like you make the decision, and I think they want to keep competing with him. I think he is their type of guy. And even though it hasn't been like perfect, and you've talked about it, how, you know, he's kind of been tough for them to deal with. They've, you know, compromised and changed some of their ways, I guess. I just think letting it end now because of 1 year on top of what he's already making, and, you know, also him getting a raise on the last year. Like, I just think it's not enough to sever this whole relationship. And after like a decade of you rebuilding your image and, you know, sever your contention status, frankly. Like, I know people think they're not a contender now, but what do you think they're going to be if they let Jimmy walk?
This comes in from Jonathan McNamara. Let me go to Brady on this one. Feels like this team just needs to learn how to play loose together. How could they get that to happen?
New talent? That's the way you do it. I mean, there's a reason that they play in that fashion. It's because there's just not that freshness to this team. It feels stale. And Rozier was that for you know, a second half of the season, was supposed to be that, but they never got healthy. So you can never really even fully say. But like if you were to hype it, and I hate how we keep using Donovan Mitchell as an example because it's just the easiest example, and he's probably going to end up extending and we're going to do the Dame thing again. But like if you were to get a guy like that into the fold, like there is a freshness to it. Like everybody, you play a different style. You can open up the offense in a different way than you were playing it before. Everybody starts to kind of just feel like there's a different group in that locker room. And you do start to play, I think, a little bit looser. But when you come back to training camp with the way that we kind of, I think, all have a gut feeling we're going to see this training camp look like, it just kind of feels inevitably like there is a little bit of a tight group on the floor. Because there is like, how are you expect to be loose when it's like, okay, Tyler in the back of his head is like, I need to overperform in the playoffs. Jimmy now has this thing where he has to like overperform the regular season. Bam has to try to figure out how to like play less games instead of more. He has to try to like balance out the season over the course because he has so much on his plate.
And be the captain, which he hates, by the way.
That's a high level one as well. But it does. It just feels like there's just so much going on that it's hard to play loose. Like, think about it, because I think that is an interesting word when you ask that the person that asked that question when they use the word loose, because like that's what made the 2020 regular season, I felt like, so different than the others, was there's the freshness of a new Jimmy Butler, and the way they played in that regular season, and I guess the bubble as well could count into that, they just played like a different loose offensive style. They just did. They were just free, and they just didn't have these like overarching narratives across the team, which I think does play a little bit. I'm not a narrative guy, but I think it does play a little bit of a part, like all the stuff we're talking about in this offseason. So how do they do it? I mean, a new look roster, I think, would help it a little bit, but I think that's just a tough thing to ask for, it feels like, right now.
I asked Brady the narrative question. I never do that. Sloppy Seconds here. We love the names that come in here. Greg, if Jimmy does ask for a trade, do you trade him to his preferred destination or go the Cronin route?
You'd never go the Joe Cronin route.
What if it's Philly?
I think that you have to listen to all offers. You have to, and I think you need to approach with due diligence, but also you got to operate with peace. Like, people aren't going to take Jimmy on if it's not going to be a scenario that he wants to be in. So I just think you need to consider that, because that's going to make teams bid adequately. So to me, you kind of have to work with his preferred destinations just because of the kind of personality he is.
All right, I'll let any of you guys take this one, and we appreciate everybody who joined here on Playback. I forgot to put it on Twitter until about halfway through, so hopefully some of you caught this on Twitter as well. We're going to do these weekly. Here's one that came in a little earlier. I can't remember who put it in. So I'll let any of you guys answer this, although I kind of feel like Alex is the one who would least want to answer this. Would Butler, Embiid, and Maxey with almost nothing else on the roster be favorites in the East? Anybody want to take it?
The silence is telling.
I think that got Alex written all over it.
This is a Heat podcast. What are we doing here?
I'm just saying. I'm just asking the question.
No, they would because the question. Philadelphia will always find a way to screw it up. Always.
Oh, man. I mean, they almost didn't screw it up with Jimmy, though, Greg. He was the best. I mean, they had that time. It was what? It was Simmons, Embiid, and Jimmy, right? Maxey's better than Simmons.
This is true. And I have no data to back up what I'm saying.
I mean, they also had Tobias on the team then, although I'm sure Philly fans wish they had
MVP since he left. Like, he became a better player too. Not that I'm a Joel guy. Like, that would be
right. But as Mr. Chino 1996 says, yeah, but Joel was also younger, which is true, and healthier. He's never been
in the playoffs every year. It doesn't matter what age.
That's true.
Every year.
That's true.
By the way, I'm just gonna say it now. Like, hold me accountable if it ends up happening. Jimmy's not gonna end up on the Sixers, so I don't want to keep doing this scenario.
No, I actually agree with you. I think you know what I think would be the dark horse for Jimmy? I think Houston. Like you mentioned, when Morey was there before, he's not there now. Obviously, it's different management. But I look at a team like Houston that would make a lot of sense for him. Now, people are mentioning Warriors. I've seen OKC. I could see either. But I kind of feel like you put him on a team that's ascending like that, that might be willing to kind of has some guys to carry during the regular season and allow him to just get to the playoffs. I'll also say players like playing in Houston. I know I'm doing too much right now, but that they feel to me like the dark horse team. I don't really know. They seem like they're trying to accelerate their build, right, Greg? Like, it feels like they want to move now. I mean, they got closer to the play-in, I think, than anybody anticipated. The West is going to be a bloodbath next year. Now you're adding Memphis back to it.
I think the Knicks are a dark horse. Tibbs and the Knicks.
Oh, my God. It could be. I will say this about the Knicks. He still does respect Tibbs. He will, you know, my understanding is he believes Spo is the best coach he's ever had, still believes that, even if they don't always get along on everything. But I do know that there's a good relationship between Bernie and Tibbs, and there's still a good personal relationship between Jimmy and Tibbs. So, and if you're a guy that's just done 12 commercials and appeared in Bad Boys 4, New York is not the worst place to be after that.
They got Jimmy Butler, but we got Jamal Cain.
That's a great way to close. Everybody's asking if he gets Sengun in the package. I'll say this. Sengun is a sore spot for Greg and I because we're in a fantasy basketball keeper league. Did we get outbid by $1 for him? Really? Like, you and I waited the entire draft for him because it's a bid. It's an auction league, right? We waited. I didn't want to bring him up. I was like, okay, let's just wait. We lost him by a buck, right?
I didn't know what I was doing, so... no help.
That was it. All right. Well, I was no help at the beginning of this episode, but we hope that you guys enjoyed it. We do some of these on YouTube. We're going to continue to do that, but we want to use this platform a little bit more. I also want to say tomorrow on Playback, so download the Playback app if you're Dolphin fans. The Inside Leverage guys are going to be there to review Dolphins OTAs. And then Friday, Eternal, Matt, I think Adele, others from the crew are going to be going back through previous Heat drafts. We're going to do this on the podcast also, but they're going to start the process on Playback. So that's starting Friday night at 8:30. Thanks, guys. Everybody, appreciate you joining. We are going to put this on the podcast feed. So for those of you who are late, I see this in the comments. It's going to go on the podcast feed. I don't know how it's going to sound, but it's going to go on the podcast feed. All right. Prize Picks, Autograph, download both with the code 5. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reason Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree. Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free, at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.